In a building steps away from where the Democratic candidates stood on stage in front of the microphones and cameras Wednesday night is the campus cafeteria. Inside, skinny tables with blue tablecloths are set up in rows. This is where the people behind those microphones and cameras write and report their stories. Most reporters start filing in around 5 p.m. Benjamin Burstein got there around 7 in the morning.
They were doing the setup for the debates. They were promised a much larger breakfast, but they had Nutri-Grain bars. They had some chips. I'm probably on my fourth or fifth can of Coke, but...
Being in this room is not all in a day's work for Burstein. It's actually all during a school day. He's missing Spanish, chemistry, and calculus at Miami Beach Senior High School. You wouldn't know it by the briefcase he carries or the suit he wears, but he's 16 and the youngest person in the room by at least a few years.
It's just really exciting and a good chance to cover something really exciting.
In between Cokes, he's working on writing local election guides and an article for his website on where the candidates stand on issues that affect young people.
All the fun youth stuff that they probably won't talk about, but...
His website is called Teens for Teens. That's also the name of the political action committee he founded last year. He filed all the paperwork himself. He says he's the youngest director of a PAC in the country. And if he's not, he's certainly one of the youngest. The Federal Elections Committee doesn't track that kind of thing. But the point of Burstein's PAC isn't to collect money for any candidate.
We contribute service hours. So through working with different students, we've contributed over 8,000 hours of service to local offices.
Offices of local politicians. And to think that this is just cute undercuts what Burstein is up to. He's actually getting things done.
I was walking through the press pool area.
Philip Levine, mayor of Miami Beach.
And there was Benjamin. He fit right in. I had to take a double take because he was one of the press.
When Mayor Levine was running for re-election, he participated in a debate organized and moderated by Burstein.
And I'm very honored to be here running for re-election. I'd first like to say, Benjamin, I have a funny feeling that the future debate for the mayor of Miami Beach, we're going to see Benjamin up here on this podium.
While he's covering the presidential race, Burstein is also working with the city of Miami Beach to lower the voting age in municipal elections to 16. And it looks like it actually could happen. He's got a sponsor and four supporters to get the issue on the November ballot alongside the presidential race.
We don't really talk politics that much at home, to tell you the truth.
This is Melissa Burstein, Benjamin's mother.
Ben definitely has more of a passion for that than I would say I do. So his interest, I will tell you, did not come from either my husband nor I. So, actually, for his age, I do know Ben's certainly a little bit more conservative than most 16-year-olds, I would say. But I asked him if there was any particular candidate he was leaning more towards. And, you know, he just says he was interested to hear what they said.
On Wednesday night, Benjamin Burstein says it was easier to pay attention to the debate in the press room than at home with his parents.
It's definitely a lot more focused here. I mean, when you're in a room with 200 different people that are watching the same debates and writing about them, it's definitely a little bit more intense and just a different atmosphere overall.
Burstein didn't get credentialed for the Republican debate last night, so he watched from home drinking a couple of Cokes to keep him awake. He was tired from the night before. He wished he was back in the press room. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.